All right, our wonderful friends here on our podcast today. God bless you. This is Pastor Terry Sisney, Higher Life Broadcast. I want to welcome you in today, and I hope you're having a great day. This is a day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Well, today I want to talk to you about coming out. I'm coming out of this. I'm going to start this time together and start this episode by prophesying to somebody today who has been going through something. You've been in something, you've been in the midst of a fire, in the midst of a trial, of whatever that situation might be, and kind of like an overcoat, you know, something that just kind of straps you in, and you feel confined, and you feel fenced in, and you feel like you're captured and like you can never get out of this. But today I am prophesying to you that you're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. Somebody I'm talking to today, you've been a victim of circumstances. And, you know, it's a natural thing. We don't mean to, I'm certain, but we can let our circumstances define us. And when you let your circumstances define you, you feel like you are what you're in. But I'm telling you today, you are not what you're in. You're bigger than what you're in, and you're coming out of this. Hallelujah! You're coming out of this. See, you've let your circumstances decide and determine what you can have and what you can't have and what you can do and what you can't do. But this is a new day. Somebody just needs to shout that out wherever you're at. This is a new day. I'm coming out of this. Worn those circumstances like a straitjacket, and they've held you in bondage and kept you from that life, the unlimited life, the overflowing life, the abundant life that Jesus came to give you. But today, hallelujah, I believe somebody's going to pull a Houdini. Hallelujah. Yeah, maybe I'm dating myself by even saying that. Some people don't even know who Houdini was, but he was a magician, and he did some pretty amazing stunts and tricks. But anyway, escapism and escaping out of straitjackets and all kinds of different things was his main trick. Anyhow, today I believe somebody's going to pull a spiritual Houdini, and you're coming out of those situations, coming out of that straitjacket, coming out of that restriction, that confinement, that circumstance, that situation that has been holding you in captivity. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're coming out. Hallelujah. You know, the wonderful thing about the truth is it can liberate you in a matter of minutes. In a matter of minutes, you can be liberated from something that has held you in captivity for years. For years, my friend, in a moment of time, a truth can strike your heart, penetrate your heart, open your eyes, open your understanding, and immediately you'll come out of something that has had you in captivity and bondage for many, many years. You know, the Bible says, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So as the word of truth comes forth, imaginations, strongholds are in the mind. There are thought holds. That's what a stronghold is. It is a house of thoughts that has been produced or created in your mind through experiences, through bad experiences, through negative words that have been spoken to you, through people that have not respected you, honored you, or recognized your greatness or your contributions, and they just taken you for granted. Anyway, you begin to develop thoughts, and those thoughts turn into houses of thoughts because they come layer upon layer upon layer, until finally they create a house of thoughts that the enemy will use to hold you in captivity in different areas of your life. So I want to talk to you about coming out of this. You know, there's a story in the Bible about a man named Bartimaeus. We call him blind Bartimaeus because he was blind. And Bartimaeus means the son of Timaeus. It means highly prized. It's interesting. here he is. He's a blind man. He's highly prized. And so are you. We are all highly prized of God. We're so highly prized that God sent his only son, only begotten son, into the world to die on a cross for us, to give us eternal life and abundant life. So Bartimaeus represents those who are without Christ, on the side, on the highway side begging. And before we met Christ, we're just like Bartimaeus. We're unclean. You know, Bartimaeus, his name, I said it meant highly prized, but Timaeus means highly prized. That was Bartimaeus' father. Bartimaeus was a son of Timaeus. So Timaeus means highly prized, but Bartimaeus means foul, unclean, polluted. Now that's interesting, that Bartimaeus means foul, unclean, polluted, but Timaeus means highly prized. And I thought about how in the world can you put those two together? They just don't make any sense. They don't come together. And then I began to realize that that's who we were outside of Christ. Without Jesus, I am foul, polluted, unclean. But because of what God has done, I'm highly prized. So even though, remember the scripture said God so loved the world. And the Bible also said God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, in other words, while I was yet a Bartimaeus, while I was yet a blind beggar, while I was yet a heathen, while I was yet a foul, unclean, polluted individual, Christ died for me and for you, friend, for you. Jesus died for you. Whether, no matter what you've done, you might have been in prison, you might have been a wife beater, you could go down the line, a thief, a whoremonger, a liar, and you could have done all of those things, or just one of those things. It doesn't matter. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God, the Bible says, laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. Hallelujah, that's something to get excited about today. And so Bartimaeus represents those of us who without Christ were unclean and we were foul, polluted by sin, but so highly prized that God sent the very best that heaven had. He gave his only begotten son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So here was Bartimaeus sitting by the highway side begging, and Jesus comes by his way one day, and the Bible says he begins to cry out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the Bible says that his disciples, Jesus' disciples, they came around and they tried to silence him. They said, "Look, Jesus is very busy. He's a very busy man. He's on a mission. He doesn't have time to be drawn aside by your situation, your condition, your need." Man, my friend, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that Jesus has time for you? He has time for you. I'm telling you right now, he has time for you. And you don't have to have a big problem to get his attention. You just have to call out to him. He's waiting. He's just waiting for you to call out to him. The Bible says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you." The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friend, he's just waiting on you to call on him. Bartimaeus, he began to cry, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." The disciples tried to quiet him down, but the Bible says he cried the louder. He cried the more, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And then Jesus turns and looks toward him, says to his disciples, "Bring him to me. Bring him to me." Isn't that amazing? Bring him to me. He got Jesus' attention. He got his attention. The disciples went over to where Bartimaeus was. They said, "Be of good cheer." Isn't it the same guys that were telling him to shut up? Isn't that the same guys that were telling him Jesus don't have time for you? The same guys. Isn't it amazing how fast religion can turn on you? Religion can be mean to you one day, nice to you the next day. And if it's nice to you the next day, it'll be mean to you again the next day. Religion will turn on you. See, we're not trying to encourage religion. We're encouraging relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be religious about anything. You can be religious about golfing. You can be religious about having your hair done, your nails done. You can be religious about anything. But we're not talking about religion. We're talking about relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, I'm a little Pentecostal, I guess you can tell. Anyway, Jesus calls for him, and they tell him, be of good cheer, the Master calleth for you. And I love this because immediately blind Bartimaeus does something that is so amazing. He rises to his feet, and he casts away his garment. So the Bible says, he rose casting away his garment. It was like one motion. He is standing up out of the attitude and out of the condition and out of the framework and the mentality and the stronghold of mind, mental thoughts that had held him in captivity and defined who he was. He stood up. He rose up, which means I'm getting up out of this. That's what we're talking about today. I'm coming out of this. He rose up, and in the same motion as he's rising up, he's casting away his robe, his garment. And that was a very significant action because the robe represented who he was. It was a defining characteristic. When people saw that robe, it was a particular kind of robe that belonged to beggars, and in particular, blind beggars. And so when he threw the robe off, you know what he was saying? I'm coming out of this. What he was saying was, I'm not going to live this way. Today is the last day. I begged for my last dime today. The last person that I begged from was the last person I'm going to beg from. It was the last time. The last time was the last time. Hallelujah. I'm not begging anymore. I'm not going back to that lifestyle anymore. I'm coming out of this. I don't know what this is for you today, friend. Maybe it's a mindset and mentality of sickness and weakness and infirmity and lack and poverty and struggling. Maybe you've always felt like you were destined to be the one struggling all your life. You were destined to be the one that was always playing catch up. I come to tell you, God has a great life in store for you. He has an abundant life for you. And the Bible says he wants you to be free. He wants you to experience prosperity. You say, Pastor Terry, are you telling me that God really wants me to prosper? Can you prove that to me? Because if you could prove that to me in the Bible, I think I would believe it. Friend, the Bible says, I would that you prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. 3 John 2. And then the Bible says that the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That's what the Bible says. God wants you to prosper, friend. God wants you to be well. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be prosperous. He wants your relationships to be good. He wants good things for you. The Bible says he will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly before him. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. God wants you to prosper, friend. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to enjoy abundant life. That's why Jesus came. Jesus didn't come just to die for us and take us to heaven when we die. He came to give us abundant life. He said, I'm come, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill and destroy, but I am come that my sheep might have life and have it more abundantly. Friend, sickness is not abundant life. Poverty and lack is not abundant life. Fear and depression is not an abundant life. That's not abundant life. Jesus wants you to experience abundant life. That is the highest quality of life that is available on planet Earth. Let me tell you something, friend. Christians should be the happiest people on the earth. We've got more to be happy about. We've got the Prince of Peace. We've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's not just our King. He's living on board. Think about that. We have the blessed Holy Spirit who manifests the presence and the life of Jesus to us, in us, and through us. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. God loves us so much. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. God is good today. He wants to bless you. He wants to lift you up out of that pit. He wants to lift you up out of that those circumstances, that straitjacket that has bound you up and restricted you. Jesus calls you today, just like he called for Bartimaeus. Jesus calls for you today, just like he called for Peter. Peter was in that boat, said, Lord, if that's you out there walking on the water, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said one word, come. And he says the same thing to you today. Come, come out of your bondage. Come out of your depression. Come out of your sickness. Come out of your fears. Come out of your darkness. Come out of that bondage in the name of Jesus. Come out of those addictions. Come out of those habits. Come out of that lifestyle. God wants to deliver you and set you free. But you know, you have to make a choice for yourself, and you have to make a decision. And you have to take an action upon the authority of the Word of God by this man, by Bartimaeus, by him casting away his garment, by him getting up out of his begging position. He was saying, I believe Jesus can heal me. I believe Jesus can change my situation. Do you know that when Jesus, when Bartimaeus, rather, went to where Jesus was, he had to walk blindly. Isn't it interesting that Jesus didn't just come over where he was? Why didn't Jesus just walk over to where he was? I feel like the reason is because he's showing us how faith operates. Jesus doesn't always come to us. Sometimes our faith has to reach out to him, and our faith has to move us to take action, and our faith has to move us to speak in agreement with the Word of God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And then the Bible also teaches us that faith is released by speaking the Word of God. Jesus said to the fig tree, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Jesus cursed the fig tree, rather, it died. Then he told his disciples, you should have faith like grain of mustard seed. You will say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and it will obey you. Friend, God wants to raise you up today. I'm coming out of this. I'm prophesying to you today that are listening to me here on our podcast, a Higher Life podcast. I bless you in Jesus' name. You're coming out of this. I don't know what this is. You just put it right in there. Whatever has been holding you back, whatever has been depressing, discouraging, whatever has been stealing from you, that's been stealing your joy, stealing your peace, stealing your finances, stealing your health. I'm coming out of this in the name of Jesus. I prophesy a new day for you, friend. I prophesy a new level of life for you called abundant life in Jesus Christ. Okay, friend, rise up in Jesus' name. Cast away that garment that defined you as limited, restricted, that garment that defined you as fearful and discouraged, that garment that defined you as never having enough and never being able to reach your goals and reach your dreams and fulfill your dreams. The devil is a liar. This is a new day, and you're coming out of this in Jesus' name. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for being with us again. This is Pastor Terry Sisney, and this is Higher Life Broadcast, and we're so thankful for the privilege we have of being together. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast today, and maybe you can share it out. Let some of your friends know, and I really believe it'll be a blessing to somebody in Jesus' name. We'll talk to you later. God bless you. Bye-bye.